Now, I wonder, boys and girls, there's one thing I noticed in my house this week that we seem to have a lot of. We have a lot of toys and stuff. A whole lot of them are mine, maybe. And one thing I noticed we had a lot of was a lot of different types of puzzles. Does anybody have puzzles in their house? What type of puzzles would you have? What have you found in Nemo? Right. Any other type of puzzles? Animal puzzles. What about jigsaw puzzles? Does anybody have jigsaw puzzles? We have lots of jigsaw puzzles in our house. And some of my kids were doing them this week, and they're much better at it than me. And apparently they did a 200-piece one. And I couldn't even count to 200, never mind do it. So we have jigsaw puzzles, and we've got, I saw puzzle books as well in our house with lots of problems in them. Word problems and number problems and puzzles, and I was really scared in case somebody was going to ask me the answer to some of them, because I just don't think I would have known them. Yes, John? Rubik's Cube, that's a hard puzzle, and it's been a long time since I did a Rubik's Cube, and that's a puzzle I still haven't solved. After all these years, I could never do a Rubik's Cube when I was at school. But, you know, there's lots of different types of problems and puzzles, and sometimes you're given problems and puzzles to solve in school as well, aren't you? And you don't like them, do you? So some of them are hard problems that the teacher brings before you. There might be maths problems, there might be science problems. Does anybody do solve different problems and puzzles in science? Yeah? Oh, really difficult. You know, I was never any good at any of those problems in school. In actual fact, I think I was probably the problem most of the times. That's what my teachers said anyway. And I was never much good at solving problems. And you know, I'm still not much good at solving problems. In fact, whenever I face a problem with my car or something goes wrong in my house, I usually get on the phone to my daddy. And I still use my daddy and say, "Daddy, I've got a problem here. This car's not working. Or this house is starting to fall down. What do I do?" And I always get somebody to help me solve my problems and the puzzles that I encounter day after day. Well, I have a puzzle. I have a bit of a problem this morning. And I want you smart kids to help me solve the problem. Okay, do you think you could do that? It's quite a difficult one now. And for the mums and dads that maybe can't see, I have a wee square marked out in the corner here. So I want four helpers, two boys and two girls. Let me see. I'll just pick them very quickly. One, two, three, another girl. Where do I see? Four. Okay. Now, you just want to stand in this square for me? And I'll tell you what you have to do. Now, all you boys and girls can help them as well, because this is really difficult. Now, what I'm going to do, boys and girls, I'm going to stand up here, all right? Now, the problem is that I want those four boys and girls to come up and join me up here. Now, they're not allowed to walk on the carpet. They're not allowed to climb the walls. But they have to get from that square and they have to get up to me up here. Do you think they could do it without walking outside that square? Not allowed to step outside the square and walk on the carpet. Now, how do you think you would do it? You could use your arms, yes. You must have. Have you got elastic arms?
You move the square?
No, not allowed to move the square. You see, I have lots of rules. There's lots of rules in this problem. So you can't move the square, no. Any other ideas? Any of you boys and girls, can you think of how they could do it? How could they do it? You tell them how they could do it.
You could give them piggybacks.
Would you be strong enough to give them a piggyback? Well, you know, that man's quite smart, you know. He's not too far away. That's a really good clue. What about piggybacks? Who could give you a piggyback? But he's not allowed out of the square. He's not allowed to walk. Who could give you a piggyback? What about if I give you a piggyback? Would that work? Let me see if that would work. Try that. Can you get on? This is where it all goes wrong. Now, you stand up there, okay? Did that work? Did that work?
Yes.
He didn't touch the floor, sure he didn't?
No.
No, let's see. All right. Right, you stand up there up to the top, okay? I think that was very good, that man. He's a very smart boy. Are you good at school?
Yeah.
That's good. Right, there you are. No touching. Right up to the top. You stand up at the top. Okay, one more. Oh, I don't think my back will hold me. There you go. Now you stand up there. Now, wasn't that a brilliant answer to the problem? The got from the square here and the got up to where I am, up here. Up you go. You stand up there so everybody can see you. Look. And the got up to where I was without touching the floor. Wasn't that really good? Now tell me this, were you able to do it on your own?
No.
There's no way you could do it on your own. You couldn't have jumped up, sure you couldn't?
No.
You could have walked along the
And your floor. Arms didn't reach.
You could have walked along the
center. And I'm puffed out. Now, you just come down for me, that was really good, thanks for your help. And I'll give you a wee present for helping me. Now, boys and girls, you might wonder what that's all about. And if I can get my breath back, oh, that's desperate. I think I need a bit more exercise. What do you think?
Yeah.
I want to read you some verses, boys and girls, because that problem is really a good picture. And that really, I think there's a lesson in that wee problem this morning. If you listen carefully to what Jesus said, and this is what Jesus told his disciples just before he left earth to go back up into heaven. And he said this to them in John chapter 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way?" And listen, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You know, boys and girls, that wee problem that we did this morning, you couldn't do anything yourself. Sure, you couldn't, to get up onto the pulpit where I was. You needed help. You needed someone to help me. And you needed me to lift you up, didn't you? Do you know, we can't get to heaven by ourselves. That's what those verses tell us. The only way that we can get to heaven is not by anything that we can do ourselves. It's only by asking and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and asking him into our hearts and asking him to be our Saviour. And it's only by doing that that we can get to heaven. You know, many people today think that they can get to heaven their own way. They think that they can live really good lives and they can try their very best to be kind and to be good and to be careful what to say and to be very careful in what to do. But the Bible tells us that that's not good enough. It's not good enough for them to get to heaven. There's nobody good enough to get to heaven. But the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus left heaven, came down to earth and died for us to take the punishment for our sins, for all the things that we do wrong, so that we could go to be with him one day. But we can't go by ourselves. We have to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can take us to heaven. And you know, Jesus has said that he's in heaven now, preparing a place for all the boys and girls and mums and dads who love him and who trust him as their Saviour. Isn't that wonderful? I wonder if you're here this morning. And I wonder if the Lord Jesus is preparing a place for you in heaven. Wouldn't that be great? Because he has promised that he will come again. He will come back from heaven and he will take us to be with him if we love him and we trust him as our Saviour. Isn't that wonderful good news? You know, if you're a Christian this morning, you should be really thankful to God that he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to make the way for us to get to heaven. We should be very thankful. Say thank you to Jesus because he loves us so much that he did that for us. That he came and died on the cross to make a way for us to get to heaven. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus, and if you know that he's not preparing a place for you today, why don't you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, even this morning? And that way you'll know that you don't have to try hard to get to heaven. You can trust in the Lord Jesus and that he'll take you there one day. Okay? Thanks for listening, and thanks for helping me to solve that problem. You were very, very good, and I'm sure you'll have no problem in school.